USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is now the longest in U.S. history. Many federal employees are worried, but an ally of the president says he's not backing down on his demand for a border wall. The president now says he doesn't know if he can strike a deal with the Democrats to get the government back open again. The standoff still deadlocked over building a border wall that the president said Mexico would pay for.
I have the absolute right to call a national emergency. Other presidents have called many national emergencies.
Senator Lindsey Graham says he tried to convince the president to get people back to work.
The president says, let's make a deal, then open up the government. Nancy Pelosi says, even if you opened up the government, I wouldn't fund a wall.
Democrats are insisting the wall is wasteful spending and it won't work anyway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
President Trump is speaking out about a report that says there are no detailed records of his face-to-face meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking on Fox News on Saturday, the president denied a Washington Post report that claimed he went to extraordinary lengths to conceal any details of his personal conversations with Putin. The paper says the president took possession of his interpreter's notes after a meeting in Hamburg, Germany, and demanded they not disclose what was discussed to anyone. People shopping in Utah ran in panic after two people were shot outside the entrance of the Fashion Place Mall in Murray, which is a suburb of Salt Lake City. One man is in critical condition and a woman is in serious condition at the hospital. Murray police are hunting for three suspects who were wearing light-colored hoodies and sweatshirts and dark pants. Officials believe the shooting may be gang-related. This is USA Radio News.
50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Iranian officials are saying they're exploring new uranium enrichment. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The head of Iran's nuclear program says the Islamic Republic has begun what he calls preliminary activities for designing a modern process for 20% uranium enrichment for its 50-year-old research reactor in Tehran, signaling new danger for the nuclear deal. The comment on state television on Sunday increases the pressure on the international community, as 20% enrichment would mean that Iran has abandoned the terms of the 2015 nuclear accord. President Trump already pulled America out of it in May, resuming sanctions on Tehran. So far, United Nations inspectors have said that Iran does continue to comply with the terms of the deal, which limits enrichment to 3.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Rick Vincent reports on some unusual crimes.
Thieves left a Nebraska man scratching his head after they came onto his property in Omaha, and instead of breaking into Laverne Smith's house, they stole hundreds of landscaping blocks from the retaining walls in his front and side yards.
I guess some people are desperate. I don't know. it's unbelievable to me.
KETV reports a neighbor told him that five men with a pickup drove up, removed the blocks one by one, stuck them in the back of the pickup, and left. And they returned the following day with a blowtorch to remove the blocks, all still frozen to the ground. From Omaha, for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.